So yeah, I would hated you when you were the Steelers, and I'm because I'm a Raider and Oakland fan. But I loved you. I loved you when you were a Raider in Oakland.
You know why the Steelers and the Ravens hate each other? They're so much alike.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the team.
Serious.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
They are just alike, from the owners to the structure of the program to the coaches they bring in. They look out of the box. Who would hire John Harbaugh?
Right.
I ain't gonna hire John Harbaugh as the head coach, a special teams coach.
Right.
Nobody would have thought like that, but they thought out of the box.
Well, the discipline that both sides bring to the table. I mean, the free-for-all that Oakland was compared to what the Steelers have done over the years and what the Raiders have done over the years. I mean, it's all been about the discipline, the structure, especially for the defense. I mean, the defense has always carried the teams on both sides. I'm sitting here with Rod Woodson. You know, we all know him as a longtime Steeler. He played for the Raiders for a little while. Obviously, we here in Baltimore love him because he helped us win that Super Bowl there. So, nice ring there. We're out here in California right now for the Pump Brothers, this huge fundraiser. Has cancer hit your family as well? It's hit so many of us.
Not my immediate family. I know my mother, after my dad passed away, my mother started dating a gentleman who had prostate cancer. He did get radiation and whatnot, and it kind of went into submission. That's really the only thing that's hit us in the cancer side of it. You know, more so for us is more heart disease and high blood pressure.
Right, right. So how did you connect with him? I mean, probably one of the two of the brothers chased you down and beat you with a stick until you said yes, right?
I don't have that good of memory to remember that far back, but it's been quite a long time.
Right.
We've known each other for quite a while. And, you know, I came here to an event. I mean, it was a long time ago that I came. I mean, Tarkanian was still alive. He was around. So meeting guys like that, coming to events like to this event, you meet so many different individuals,
right?
You know, who've accomplished so much in their lives. So that was kind of like a kid in a candy store, meeting all these individuals and talking to them.
Well, do you still get to go back and talk to some of the younger players? I mean, because you're still a legend, right? Hall of Fame and everything. You're still a legend. Did you make the Hall of Fame yet?
I did.
Yeah, that's
2009.
Because you looked at me with that look on your face. I was Hall of Fame. But the fact is that you're still an inspiration and leader to kids today. I mean, you do something with your own foundation.
I do have my own foundation, Hope Through Football, that we do football camps around the U.S., but internationally, just talking to kids, try to get them to believe in who they are. They have to believe in the person they see in the mirror, or they can't accomplish anything in their lives.
That's the most important thing. Truly, I do a lot of coaching with financial advisors across the country, and one of the things that I have to convince them all the time that you have to believe in yourself as much as you want your client or the person you're working with. They have to believe in you, but if you don't believe in yourself, they won't believe in you either. So
absolutely.
Yeah, same concept. So listen, as I wrap up the program here, I just want to ask you, you know, thinking back to that meal that you grew up with, that grandma made for you, the grandmother or your mom, that dish, that thing that put the smile to your face. If she was cooking for you tonight, what would that meal be?
Well, we didn't have a lot of money, so we were eating smelt and sardines and all that stuff. But I'm trying to think, like, one meal that if we had to, probably smothered pork chops.
Yeah, pan-fried, smothered with gravy.
With gravy. And
okay, some mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and some steamed rice.
Yeah.
And maybe some collard greens on the side with some yams smacking somewhere around there.
All right, good memories. Rod, it's been great talking to you. Thank you for joining us on the Savvy Investor Radio.
Pleasure.
And look forward to hanging out with you this weekend at the Pump Foundation.
Pleasure.